All right, let's turn to Ephesians chapter number 3. We've been through Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 2, and now we're in chapter number 3. We want to read verses 1 through 12, Ephesians 3. Verses 1 through 12, and this is what we want to focus on tonight. The mystery was made known. All right, so we're going to see that the mystery was made known. We talked a little bit about that last lesson in chapter number 2, but today we want to see that the mystery was actually made known. Ephesians chapter number 3, look at verse number 1. We'll read the verses first, and then we'll come back and talk about these verses. Verse number 1, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of this promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual workings of his power." Verse number 8, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." All right, so in these verses we have the Apostle Paul who's writing this, as we already saw in chapters 1 and 2. But one of the things that we want to pay attention, notice verse number 6. Verse number 6. Notice that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. We're in Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 6. All right, so in the prior lesson, notice, let's take a quick recap. We're not going to spend much time there, but notice chapter number 2 and look at verse number 11. In the prior lessons, Paul disclosed to the Gentiles how, notice in verse number 11, "Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." All right, so that's what was happening. We had Jews and Gentiles, and they were separate. Notice verse 13, "But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh," how? "By the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one," and notice, "and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." Look at verse 17. Or verse 16, "and that he might," speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, "that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off," those are Gentiles, "and to them that were nigh," those are Jews. For through him we both, Jews and Gentiles, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Verse 19, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but look at this, we're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. All right, so that's what was happening, that before there was this separation in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice and what he did was able to make us as Gentiles to be in the body. So now there's no longer Jew and Gentile, but now we have the church of God. And now it's everybody in the body, okay? And this was before a mystery, but now it was made known. Okay, so this is what we want to see in Ephesians chapter number 3. Look at verse number 9. This is how the mystery was made known, which is, that's what we're talking about today. Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from the beginning of the world, which from the beginning of the world had been hid where? In God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So this mystery was hid in God. Nobody else knew this mystery, but God knew this mystery. Okay? All right, turn to Ephesians chapter number 1. Oh, no, before you go there, look at verse 11. What was the purpose? According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. This was the purpose, that the Lord Jesus Christ was to come to this world and give his life so that he could be that one that would break that wall of partition that we read about. Okay? All right, notice Ephesians chapter 1. Look at verse number 4. According as he hath chosen us, where? In him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. All right, so according to this, he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, but to be what? This is not like we heard about in the last lesson, that this is what Calvinists teach, that they say that we were chosen, those who were going to be elect, and those who were God was going to save, and those whom he was going to damn or go to hell. That's not what it is. Notice, read it carefully in verse number 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, but notice that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. All right? But the point here is this, that the mystery was been hid. It was hid, but God knew about it. God is the one that knew that this mystery was hid, and everybody that was going to be in him, in the body. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. If you remember, Ephesians chapter number 5, look at verse number 30, but before I read, if you remember in Genesis, God said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Okay? All right, notice in Ephesians chapter number 5, and look at verse number 30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Same thing you just heard. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be what? One flesh. Notice, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. I speak concerning Christ and the church. This was the mystery. This is what God was saying, that the mystery was that now you're going to have Jews and Gentiles who make up the church of God, who is the bride of Christ, and now everybody has access based on that. This mystery was hidden God, but now we have it. All right, let's go back to Ephesians chapter number 3. So this is how the mystery was made known. The first thing we see is that the mystery was hid in God. Okay? Now we want to see how the mystery was revealed to Paul. Paul is the author of Ephesians, which is what we're reading now. Okay? And look at Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 3. How that by revelation he made known unto who?
Me.
Unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. So here's the mystery that we're talking about, the mystery that was made known. Again, how now you have Jews and Gentiles in the body that make up the church. Now we have this, and it was made known to Paul, first of all. Okay? All right. You're in Ephesians. Go to Galatians. So turn back to Galatians chapter number 1. It's the book right before Ephesians. So Paul understood it because God revealed this mystery to him. And look at Galatians chapter number 1. And look at verse number... Galatians chapter number 1. We want to see this again. Verse number 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but how? But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. God himself revealed to him this mystery, not only this here, the gospel, but also those mysteries that we're talking about. All right, now go to Acts chapter number 9. All right, so you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then Acts. Okay? Acts chapter number 9. Okay, what was the purpose of God showing this mystery to Paul? Acts chapter number 9. Okay, look at verse number 15. Now, just so that we have some context here, we'll look at verse number 13. God goes to Ananias and he tells him, this is what I want you to tell Paul. Verse number 13, then Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way. Notice, Jesus speaking of Paul, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. To do what? To bear my name before the what?
Gentiles.
The Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. All right, so this mystery that we're talking about, God gave it to Paul, and the purpose was so that he could give it to the Gentiles, to us. All right, now go to Acts 22. You're in Acts 9, go to Acts 22. Let's see this one more time. Look at verse number 17, Acts 22 and verse number 17. And it came to pass, all right. Acts 22, 17. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprison and beat in every synagogue them that believest on thee. And when the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, notice, depart Jesus speaking to Paul, for I will send thee far hence unto who?
Gentiles.
Unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it's not fit that he should live. All right, so this mystery was, as we see, was first of all, it was hid, but God knew it. God knew from the foundation of the world what was going to take place, that he was going to have Jews and Gentiles, and they were both going to be no longer Jew and Gentile, but the church of God. Once a person comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we're in the body of Christ. Okay? All right, so not only that, but also that the mystery was revealed to Paul. What? So that he could keep it all to himself? So that he can go and he could tell the Gentiles. All right, go to Acts 26. Notice, Acts chapter number 26. And look at verse number 16. Acts 26, verse number 16. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. All right, what's the purpose? To make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. All right, so those are the things that not only Paul had seen, but he said, I'm going to give you more revelations as we go by this. How many of y'all remember that Paul was given a thorn in the flesh? Y'all remember that? You read that? He said, the Lord Jesus Christ, God gave me this thorn in the flesh. What was the purpose of that? Does anybody remember? All right, notice, I'm going to read this to you in 2 Corinthians. You don't have to turn there. 2 Corinthians, notice, this is what Paul said. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Why would Paul be exalted above measure? Well, according to this, because or through the abundance of the revelations. God was revealing some things to Paul, one of which is what we just talked about, this mystery, the mystery of Jew and Gentiles. The mystery was made known to him. God gave him a thorn in the flesh. So he say, well, I don't want you to get so puffed up with the things that you know. Okay? So Paul received a number of things from God by revelation. So now, let's go back to Ephesians chapter number 3. Let's see one more thing. So how is this mystery made known unto us? Well, the first thing we know is that it was hid. It was hid where? In God. The second thing is that the mystery was revealed by who? By Paul. Paul the Apostle, right? And then now this mystery was revealed to the apostles and prophets. Ephesians chapter number 3. And I want you to look at verse number 5. I'll give you some time. That's okay. I want you to see this. Ephesians 3. Ephesians chapter number 3 and look at verse number 5. We already read it, but we want to read this again, okay? Okay. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy, what does it say? Apostles and prophets by the Spirit. All right, so the next thing is this. Notice that in other ages, it was made known, well, read verse number 6 also, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. So this was a thing that was also revealed to these, to those apostles and those prophets. So what Paul is saying here, he's just reiterating that until God revealed the mystery to him, no one but God knew it. But he says, but now what? It is revealed unto his holy apostles and unto the prophets. How? By the Spirit. The Spirit was the one that had revealed this. Go to Acts chapter number 10. Let's see this again. So God revealed it to Paul, first of all, this mystery. Then the Spirit revealed it to the apostles and to the prophets. Acts chapter number 10. I want you to notice here, let's see an example. In Acts chapter number 10, this is Peter preaching to Cornelius and his household. Acts chapter number 10, and we'll start in verse number 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God, well, let's stop there. Okay, so we see what's happening here. He's preaching to the Gentiles in the house of Cornelius. That's who Cornelius was. So now we see that there's a shift that's happening. Not only is this for the Jews, but now they're realizing, wait a minute, now it's possible also for some Gentiles to get saved. Notice verse number 43. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sins. And then notice what happens. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the words. All right? Then look at it in chapter number 11. Well, look at chapter number 11 and verse number 1. I just want to finish this thought. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard what? That the Gentiles had also received the word of God. All right, so now there's something that's happening. Not only is this for the Jews, but now this is for the Gentiles. Aren't you thankful for that?
Yes.
All right. Me too. All right, look at verse number 15. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. He's making reference to Acts chapter number 2. Then remembered I, okay, we're talking about this mystery that was revealed to the apostles and prophets, and we said that it was revealed to them how? By the Spirit, right? Look at verse 16. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptizeth with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gifts as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace. And notice, and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to who? To the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Praise the Lord, right? This mystery that was revealed to the apostles and prophets, it was the Holy Ghost who made it known to the apostles and prophets, and they see that the Gentiles are getting saved just like the Jews were getting saved.
Amen.
All right, so we see this transition taking place. All right, now let's go back to Ephesians chapter number 3. You want to see two more things. The next thing is this mystery was hid in God. It had been hid in God. Then the mystery was revealed to Paul. Then the mystery was revealed to who? to the apostles and prophets. We just read that. And then this, it was made known to the principalities and powers. Look at Ephesians 3 and verse 10. All right, look at verse 9, so we pick it up again. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from the beginning of the world, hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Then notice this, verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known, how? By the church, the manifold wisdom of God. So now, not only that these apostles and prophets know this, but also these principalities and these powers. All right, go to Ephesians chapter number 6. What are these principalities and powers? Ephesians chapter number 6. And look at verse number 12. It's a familiar passage. Notice Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then he goes on, it says, wherefore put on the whole armor of God, so that you can be protected from what? From those things, from the wiles of the devil. Okay? So this was made known to them, to those principalities and powers, but how? Well, you remember reading over there? Well, that was to the prophets and the apostles. That was made by the Spirit. But then if you notice in Ephesians, this was made known by the church. But what does it mean? Well, now here we are. Now you have Jews and Gentiles that are getting saved. And now they're getting into the body, this spiritual body that is being formed. Okay? And now, what are those principalities and those powers? Those are bad angels of the devil and those good angels of God, and they are, we don't see them, but they're all around us, and they're up high in heaven, and now they see that this is happening, that this mystery was made known. Go to Ephesians chapter number 1. Let's see it one more time over here. These powers, these principalities, they now know that there's a spiritual body, and this spiritual body is made up of saved Jews and Gentiles. And who's the head of that body? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Notice Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. This is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But then notice verse 21. Far above what? Principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. So he's above, the Lord Jesus Christ is above all of that. It reaches all the way from where we are here on this earth, far above all of those principalities and powers, okay? And that was made known through this church that is being formed, okay? This is the spiritual construction that's taken place. Those are the things that we learned in Ephesians 2, that building, it's a spiritual building that's being built together, if you remember, that is fitly joined together. Okay? That's what we're talking about. All right. And then let's go back to Ephesians chapter number 3. And here's the last thing. And now the mystery is known to who else? To us. To us. Notice Ephesians chapter number 3, look at verse number 1. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. That's for us, for you Gentiles. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which has given me to you word. All right, so we know about this mystery through Paul. Now this mystery has been made to us through Paul. Well, how? Well, we're reading it, right? And now you can see it for yourselves that it was given to us, this mystery. And not only that, look at Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 3. Not only because we see that Paul here is showing us, but look at verse number 3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. All right, so if you read in 1 Corinthians, you'll see it there also. If you read other epistles that the Apostle Paul wrote, you'll see that same revelation, not only declared here, but also in those other passages. Then look at verse number 7. You also hear it, not only through Paul and through Paul's epistles, but also through the preaching, verse number 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Is this grace given that I should what? Preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which was from the beginning of the world, hath been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. So through the preaching of the word of God, when you tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and people get saved, they get into this body, spiritually speaking, and now they are in the church of God. Maybe they don't understand that before they were separated, Jews and Gentiles, but now it's no longer Jew or Gentile, but the church of God. And now we're all together in Christ. And when you preach the gospel to them and people get saved, that's what happens. You make known the mystery to them also. Isn't that a good thing? Amen. All right. So Paul wrote, and we preach that by the gospel, and we're fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise, according to Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse 6. And then, you don't have to turn there, but we preach. Notice what he said right there, those unsearchable riches of Christ. Those are part of the things that are in here and that people receive when they get saved. All right, so look at verse number 12. So this is what we saw. We saw that the mystery was made known, and it was, first of all, it was hid in God, right? God knew about it before the foundation of the world. He knew about it, and he knew what he was going to do and how at some point the Lord Jesus Christ would come to this world. He would die for the sins of the world. He would shed his blood, and those that would come to know him, whether Jew or Gentile, would be in the body of Christ. They would be in the church of God, okay? And then the mystery was revealed to Paul. We saw that, and we saw how Paul declares it through his word. We saw how Paul preaches it, and you can compare other of Paul's writings, and you can see it there also. And then the mystery was revealed to the apostles and the prophets, and you saw how Peter went to the house of Cornelius. Those guys were Gentiles. And Peter goes over there and he preaches unto them. And now the Spirit shows them, the Holy Spirit, hey, these guys can get saved also. And they can share the same thing as those Jews. And then the mystery was made known to those principalities and powers. And they see that, or it's known based on this spiritual church that is being built that we saw in chapter number one of Ephesians. So in conclusion, through the faith of Jesus Christ, because we are together in his body, now today, you and I, we have boldness and access with confidence to the Father. That's one of the great things. And not only to the Father, but to the throne of grace. You find that in Hebrews chapter number 4, where we all, the Bible says that we have access by faith into his grace wherein we stand. Aren't you thankful and praising the Lord for the mystery that was made known? Now we know it. God knew it. Now we know it too. And now we can go and not only know our Bible better, but we're able to tell others about that mystery.